appreciate once again an opportunity to come back to God's house. I'm probably as nervous as I've ever been. I don't know, fully comprehend or understand a lot of things in life. But I sat there on the pew. Y'all bear with us for a moment. You pray for us. There's a lot of things in our life we don't understand, don't comprehend, and I don't know if we're really supposed to. But they sung that song of I Know Him, and I thought about it. I took to church as a young kid, and I vacation Bible school, hit or miss. Mama, dad, or mama, daddy wouldn't ever take us. Mama take us every once in a while, but I really didn't know who he was. I had no clue. Yeah. Went to color to build birdhouses or whatever. Vacation Bible school rolled around. Probably didn't pay a whole lick of attention. 9 year old, probably stopped going to church. 26 year old, put a lot of things in front of me that wasn't worthy. I promise you that. That wasn't worthy. Found myself in church because my wife asked me to go. Thought about his captain, sat there beside me. He was a pastor at Ferry Valley. God can work a miracle in your life. God, if you let him. If you let him. I didn't know who he was, didn't fully understand. Sunday morning, probably went for a month or so. I went and then I quit going. Told my wife I wasn't going back. Ain't no sense in me to go back there. Probably was gone for a month and I went back. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Finally, one Sunday night, I heard something. He revealed himself unto me. Let me know who he really was. Didn't leave me stranded, didn't leave me abandoned, didn't leave me shipwrecked. But showed me a way. Willing to give life unto whosoever will. A.J. Patterson preached judgment that night. I don't know what all that man said, but I know he said judgment. I know that night I was dying and going to hell. And I don't know why I'm telling you this. Maybe it's because that song they sung. I got a thought, and you want to read with us? You turn to the 9th chapter, book of St. John. I'm going to read it here in a moment. But I found myself crying in an altar. Had a leg cramp. Devil said, get up and shake it out. And I know that that very moment, if I'd have got up, I'd have died a lost man. Amen. Perseverance. Job had integrity, and he continued on the journey. And I was on the journey. I made it that far, and I'm going to tell you here tonight, Dwight said last night, getting here is half of it. I got there, and that was the hype that I needed to do. I needed to get right there. And I know, carnally speaking, if I'd have got up, I'd have made a fool of myself. I'd have never went back. Boy, people in today, their mindset's a little different. But I won't get past you, man. I like to get in your heart here tonight. 9th chapter of the book of St. John. Very, very familiar scripture, and I all day long, this is what's wrong in her heart. I fought a machine for hours, and I mean, I was at a place just almost ready to give up. Wife left, and she said, praying for you, hope you figure it out. Finally, I texted her back and said, I got it. But it wasn't me, it was him. He's never failed me. He'll never fail you. But the 9th chapter of the book of St. John is about a man that didn't know who he was. Had no clue, none bit whatsoever. But he had a testimony that he left behind. And I Brother Dwight brought a wonderful message last night. Here tonight, I got a thought I'd love to leave in you. And I wrestled it all day and sat on that pew and I wrestled it. Maybe there'd be something else come by here tonight that might cause a great big stirring in your heart. And the writer wrote, if it asked you to do some big thing, would you not have done it? So sometimes it's the little things in our life that'll make all the difference in the world. And I may read more than I normally do. I may start reading this chapter and read the whole chapter. I may bounce to the end, but I don't want to bore you here tonight. I don't want you. I want you to go with me. That'd be my desire. I want you to go with me. I've looked forward to this week since Randy called me a while back. I looked for an opportunity that we might ever step out on a greater faith in our journey and see the hand of God work in our community. And my mom and them, they live 5-10 minutes up the road. I'd love to see them walk in those doors. I really would. But you that are here tonight, I want you to take this as a wonderful opportunity that we have living where we're at, that we can go and come as we want to, but we've got an opportunity to serve the greatest of the greatest in the land that we're living. If you're out of the will of God, my prayer is you get back in of the mighty hand of God. If you'll all stand undone, my prayer is that you'd get your heart right here tonight and before you walk out those doors. And if God has never dealt with your heart, and tonight might be a wonderful opportunity that God could pass by here tonight. You bear with us. I don't know your heart. I know mine. That's all I know here this evening. But let us start reading at the first verse of the 9th chapter of the book of St. John. Bible reads like this. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation said. He went his way way, therefore, and wash, and can't see it. The neighbors, therefore, and they which were before had seen him, and that he was blind, and said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. And therefore said they unto him, why were thine eyes open? Or how were thine eyes open? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, and go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. And they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes and I washed and do see. And therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, and because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner and do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him and that had received his sight. And they answered them, saying, is this your son whom ye say was born blind? How then doeth he see? He now see. His parents answered them and said, we know and that this is our son and that he was born blind. But what means he now sees? We know not. Or who hath opened his eyes? We know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. And these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already, and that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. And therefore said his parents, he is of age. Ask him. Then again they called the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know not. We know and that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, and that whereas I was blind, I now see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again. Will you also be his disciples? Then they railed him and said, thou art his disciple. But we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing, and that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him heareth he, or him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened his eyes of one and that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he would know nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin, and doeth thou teach us? And they cast him out. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he found him, he said unto him, doest thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, and that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, and thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. You can go on and read the last few verses of that chapter. You can find the Pharisees and where they were. Desire ye prayers. I know there's a lot of reading. I didn't mean to stumble and read through. I'm nor bore you here tonight. But God being my helper, and what's closest on our heart, and I don't know rightfully what I will do with it here tonight. But who is this Jesus? And that's what's on our heart here tonight. Who is this Jesus here tonight? I don't know who you think he is, who he might be in your life. But this young man did not know who he was. He said, I know I was born blind. He said, and now I see. He said, a sinner I know not. But he said, nowhere has it been written that a man's been given sight before. He said, of God, of Jesus, and I know not who is this Jesus tonight. Who is he in your life here tonight? You might have an idea. It might be a phantom in your mind. It might be a far distance, out of reach. But the Bible says that he is the present help in the time of need, in the day of trouble. He is our advocate under the Father. He is Jesus, and the children of God, Alpha and Omega. He's the first. And them men said, and Brother Randy, and that they were Moses's disciples. Christ came unto them and said, your fathers eat manna in the wilderness, and they died. Who is this Jesus? He said, of me I give manna, and that'll sustain your life here tonight. Who is this Jesus? I'll tell you who he is in my life. He's my Savior, and my Redeemer, and my Lord, and my Master. He's the door of the sheepfold into the kingdom of God. I don't know here tonight and where you're at, how your walk is, how your daily job goes, but I'm going to tell you, if you'll trust him and obey him, he'll be your friend. He will. And Bible said he's a friend, and the stick is closer than a brother. He is. He's all we need in our life. And Moses, and Bible said in the wilderness, and they got thirsty. He's the rock in the wilderness. When God formed you and I, he was there. Who is this Jesus? He ain't a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and that we only dig out in our worldly activities, yearly celebrations. Listen, and they call him Jesus during Christmas time, and they listen, he came for a purpose. I'm brother Dwight, to seek and to save them that were lost. Listen, John the Baptist came out, brother Dwight said last night, Randy, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. He was a forerunner, and for the Messiah, this Jesus, and that we're talking about. Listen, John said, I am not the light. He said, there's one coming, mightier than I. It's this Jesus. And John said, whose shoe latches? I'm not worthy to stoop down. Listen, man thinks he's worthy to the kingdom of heaven. He's lied to himself. And Bible said our righteousness is as filthy rags. But by this Jesus, it's his righteousness I can give you access to the kingdom of God here tonight. Who is this Jesus? And we all, I'll say, at times, Bible said, we once thought as a child, and we acted as a child, I'd done childish things. But tonight, I'd love to reveal all who the Lord, Christ Jesus, truly is here tonight, and that you won't go away confused. Listen, there'd be no wondering who he is. I wonder, listen, how you lay your head down on your pillow at night, and that is troubling your heart. I'm going to tell you who it is. It's this Jesus. It is. You know what he wants? To you, to be his children. He said, I want you to be my people, and I
and be your God. I am. Who is this Jesus here tonight? Here tonight, he is the Savior of all mankind. A man cannot spare save himself from the fallen state of sin. Adam and Eve, I was removed, kicked out, I run out of the Garden of Eden. I listened, and God set a cherubim and a flaming sword. You know what it was there for? To keep the way of the Lord. You know what Jesus is today? Praise be unto God. To keep the way of life and the way of the Lord in mine in your day today. Here tonight. Who is this Jesus? Listen, you need him more in your life than you'll ever comprehend. And Bible says confession is good for the soul. I say amen. It is. Listen, if we confess we need more of Jesus in our life, and we begin to question, where'd we put him? Where's he at? You know where he's at? Right where you left him. Here tonight. You know what God did? God looked down on mine in your day today and seen we could not redeem ourselves. They ain't enough money to buy your way into heaven. Listen, you fill these four walls, Brother Randy, of every bulldog, turtle dove. You couldn't get enough earthly sacrifices in that of the shedding of their blood. But by the Lord Jesus Christ and for the shedding of the supreme sacrifice of the true Lamb of God, he gives you and I an opportunity to become one of his here tonight. Who is and this Jesus? Listen, you might not know him here tonight. It ain't a shame, none bit. And this young man I read unto you, he didn't know him. But listen, that he knew, you know what he did? Those school teachers in this building, they spend their life teaching children the way the government, the way our school, our society and requires. Listen, you go on for a space and you're given tests and you pass tests, you move on to the next level. And you know what the Bible says? To exercise your faith. I walk not by sight, but by faith. And you know what them children that she taught? Listen, whether it be Sunday school here and whether it be revival, to use what God's given unto you. All that young man did, I said, I don't know. And whether he was a sinner or whether not, but this I know. He said, I was blind. He made spittle. I spit on the ground. I made clay. Anointed my eyes. I gave me a commandment. I told me to go to the pool. I salam and wash. You know what he did? He obeyed the voice of God. You know what you and I have to do? Obey the voice of God. Who is that tugging at my heart? Who is this Jesus? He said, I went and washed. I listened. And he said, I see. You know what you'll do? You're going to go tell everybody. Let me tell you what I seen. Let me tell you what I heard. And devil say, nah. Hold your seat. I don't say nothing. I don't tell nobody. They don't want to hear it. And Bible said he's a liar. And my father of it. And Brother Chris, he's a liar. He'll lie to you. You know what them that's been doing? Pharisees to that young man. And they were lying to him. Yes, sir, this man's a sinner. I know he wasn't. He was the Savior. I was the one that gave that young man sight. He left. They run him out. Listen, we don't want no dealings with you. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you. There's a lot of people in our land. I believe too many lies of the devil. Church bench is empty. And because they've listened to the devil. Listen. God wants every one of you here tonight. Just have all power with him. Yes, he does. And praise be unto God. And they ran him out. You know what the Lord did? He got word. He got word and found that young man. He said, listen. Listen. Praise be unto God. He came unto him. And you know what he wanted to know? Who this Jesus was. Who was he? And I don't know how you operate. A lot of times, I'm going to tell myself, I'm going to tell. And Brother Andy called me probably a few months back. Asked me to come fill in. Listen to me now. I'm going to tell you what God, how God works. If you'll just believe him. It was in March. Me and my wife's anniversary. Going out of town. I told Brother Andy, boy, I'll be there. My wife, I'm glad I've got somebody to keep me straight. Down on this side, carnally wise, and praise be unto God. I told Randy, I'll be there. And my wife said, we won't even be in town. And we'll be out. I told Randy, I won't be in town. He said, I'll get you some other time. I told him, I'm going to block your number. When he called me, a month later, I answered the phone. Listen, a lot of times we look at who's calling us, and we judge, and we filter prior to answering the phone. Listen, we do not need to be that way with the Lord. He has good intentions for all of his children. I'd answer that phone too. First words out of my mouth, I said, I told you I was going to block you. But I failed. Yes, I did. But I'm glad, Brother Randy, I didn't block you here tonight. Listen, a lot of times there's things in our life and we don't want. A lot of times we bring them upon ourselves. Who is this Jesus? Probably go through one end of the chapter to the other, one end of the book to the other. And Bible said there's a man, a disciple, and they called him Doubting Thomas. A lot of times, people in our life, in our society today, operate the same way. And boy, I ain't gonna believe it till I can see it for myself. And boy, we had a wonderful service down there. Listen, the Bible teaches unto us of the things that are of God. And they're a way for a man to get absent from the body and to be present with God. Who is this Jesus? Thomas said, I ain't gonna believe until I can touch the nail scarred hands and pierce my thrust my hand in his side. You know what God will do? God will present himself holy and acceptable unto you. You know what man's duty is? A reasonable service unto God is to present ourselves holy and acceptable unto God. Who is this Jesus here tonight? Praise be unto God. You know what he did? Presented himself unto Thomas. I said, Thomas, here am I. Thrust thy hands in my nail scar or in my side. Thomas said, oh Lord, I believe. And the Lord said, blessed are they whom have seen yet believe. And the more blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. Here tonight, I've never seen him and with his natural eyes, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you can see him and through the spiritual eye if you'll desire to see him in your life. Who is he? The Bible said, Paul, I wrote, he said, oh grave, and where is thy sting? Our grave, where is thy victory? And O death, where is thy sting? Listen, tonight, you know what Paul had? Paul had hope in the Lord. Praise be unto God. From an old road under Damascus and with letters in his pocket to bind saints of God, and the Lord spoke unto him. You know what he said? He said, Lord, listen, who is this Jesus here tonight? I don't know your heart. I don't know who you think he is. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you. He goes past the Sunday school room. He'll go past Vacation Bible School. He'll go further than that. He'll go home with you. Listen, he'll sweep and garnish your house. He will. He'll make you a fit subject and for the kingdom of God. If you listen, and praise be unto God, there's a writer, and they wrote, I pray, and Bible said, and for he cleaned his house, and made preparation, and for some guests to come. But you know what he invited in? And Bible said, seven more wicked spirits. And that ain't what we need. And then be, you can't clean yourself up. You can't wait until you get everything in order. And now, when you are a distracted disarray and your life is an upside down mess, listen, and everywhere you turn, and you'll see destruction, destruction, and but praise be unto God, and this Jesus can put the pieces in your life together and put you on a brand new road bound for glory here tonight. And you know what you'll do? And you'll have to let him. And you'll have to say, Lord, my life's wrecked. And Brother Randy, help me. Come in and clean my life up. And the devil tell you now, you can figure it out. And before I got in church, I worked 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. I went into work at 5 o'clock in the evening. I'd get off at 7 o'clock in the morning. I probably 8 or 9 months in a row, I thought to myself, I'm making good money. I thought I had things figured out. And you know what I had figured out? I was worse off than I was. And before I'd done all that, and now God's got a way of getting your attention. Yes, he does. Are you willing to suffer those consequences here tonight? And we all drove here, and we all had to help to walk in those doors, probably on our own, and maybe some hobbling and listen, and by the marvelous grace of God, and we walked in those doors, and because he's bestowed mercy and grace unto mankind here tonight, to give you an opportunity to come out from among the world and be a separated people. You know what the world's got? The same problems that I had. Listen, tomorrow I'll have problems. But listen, and because of this Jesus, I've got somebody I can take them to. You know what he's given unto every man, woman, boy, or girl? The same opportunity. And Brother Bruce, that we can bring our burdens, our problems, our sorrows unto this man named Jesus. I lay him at his feet and say, God, I cannot do it no more here tonight. Who is this Jesus? And praise be unto God. And Bible said he's the one that by his stripes we can be made whole. He's the one that looked down at the sins of man and said, Father, I'll go. I'll pay their debt here tonight. He laid down his life. And for the sins of every man, a woman, boy, and girl, he willingly laid down his life. Opened not his mouth, beat a scorn. And for the sins that we placed upon him here tonight, listen, and Bible said this is how much love, and Bible said Christ I told unto them, he said, what if and there's a man that owed his Lord a debt? And Bible said for this man, I went unto his Lord and said, Lord, forgive me my debt. I listened in the Lord and forgave him of his debt. And but this man and was owed some money and by another. You know what that man did not show mercy unto the one and that owed him. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you tonight, this Jesus tonight is showing mercy unto you. Yes, he is. It's by, the Bible said we're saved by grace and through faith. Believing that there ain't another Messiah, brother, to come. There's not another Jesus that'll come and take upon a flesh, walk up right before man. He's the only one. And listen, and time is swiftly passing by. Our life is as a vapor, fastly vanishes away through our daily life that we live. You can go back and look at November the 5th of 2006. Listen, 19 years years this year. In November, when God knocked on my heart's door and I came to know Him. But these last few years has passed by like that. And God being our helper, I'll have a son tomorrow that'll turn 21 years old. And listen, and you know what we need in our life? Every man, woman, boy, and girl headed to the same home and that we're headed to. And the only way is by this Jesus here tonight. And praise be unto God. Here this evening, I don't know your hearts. All I know is God loves you. Paul said, he said, and when I was unlovable, he said, I was the chief among sinners. He said, Christ died for me. He said, I am the most violent man. And listen, Christ died for him. And Bible said, God is no respecter of person. That he done for one, he'll do for all. Whosoever will, let him come. And the white said last night and drank of the water of life freely here tonight. And who is this Jesus? And praise be unto God. Listen, I've got him beat. Praise God, he laid down his life, opened not his mouth, and they raised him between the earth and the heavens, and were all mankind. Listen, they looked on him, and they railed on him, and they made sport of his garments, and they cast their lots. But when darkness fell their lot, listen, God does not want you to be children of night, but children of day. And when darkness fell their lot, a fear set on them and said, surely, surely, this is the Christ. Who is this Jesus tonight? I don't know what he is to you in your life. I know what he is to mine. I'm going to say keep sanity in my household. Y'all that's raised boys, y'all that's married, listen, the world is. It ain't nothing ashamed. But I can ask my two boys probably to do anything. My wife, it ain't nothing that Chris or they've done, but it's by this Jesus. Keep sanity in our household. You know what it do to your mind, your heart, your soul? He keep the things in order. Listen, he keep them in order. Pride of life, lust of the flesh. Listen, that's what the devil works for. Tries to get you to draw away. But I'm going to tell you, this Jesus can keep things in order. He can keep peace. Going down the road by yourself, listen, you see it every day. Y'all come get a verse of song, Brother Randy, the white step out. Anger, like that right there. But I'm going to tell you, for the Lord can bring peace in your life. He put your pieces back together when you've been trying and you've been unsuccessful. This Jesus can give you sight. Who is this Jesus? I can stand here now and tell you he's my Lord, my Master, my Counselor, my Prince of Peace, my Buckler, my Wonderful. Listen, my High Tower. He sets watchmen in a tower to warn you and I. That's all we've tried to do. Throughout these years, for the gospel to go out, to warn people, hell's to come, hellfire and brimstone. God's going to destroy the world, promised by not by flood. Listen, we've had a lot of rain here lately. Every workplace murmur and complain. Boy, my yard's muddy. I'm sick of this rain.
You murmur and complain all you want, the children of Israel did. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you're liable to get out in the wilderness and be without. But tonight you got access to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It's by. You willing to step out on a measure of faith. Just a measure. Lord, I couldn't do it. None bid. I sat the third pew from the back in the very back of the church. You know how far of a journey that was? Sitting back there, looking up that way. I'd never make it. How in the world I got a leg cramp? I don't know. But I've never forgot. I've never forgot. Devils, I toted the devil all the way up here. I carried him with me. We'll do the same thing. But I'm going to tell you, you can leave him laying right there. You can put him in his place. Y'all go on.